Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
The Voice premiered last night with brand new judges, Gwen Stefani and Pharrell Williams, and Blake Shelton and Adam Levine are still there.
They've had big stars before, but this one just seems to be like the biggest lineup that they've had as far as judges.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
This is a big deal, people.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if it's the best, because Pharrell is so kind and gentle.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And Quinn is, too. Because sometimes with the bigger the star, I think the less inclined they are to be really opinionated.
Right.
Because I thought Shakira and Usher were huge stars
sure,
as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all
I didn't watch
good.
When they were on.
I didn't either. But
I watched last night, though, for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I don't like these singing competition shows. You guys know that. And I really like The Voice. I mean, maybe not to watch.
That's harsh. Not like to watch. Al and I were talking
2 hours
it.
And 2 hours. I can't get through
it's
all
tough.
Of that.
Yeah,
but
that
I'm saying
tough.
The concept of it. You know what I mean?
And I used to think it was so cheesy with the chairs that turn around. Yeah. It looks so goofy.
Now, that's what I like the most.
But there's so many dynamics. Like, are they going to be good? You know, who's going to turn around? Who are they going to pick to be their judge? I mean, there's so many dynamics.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Show.
I like the whole premise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so sad when nobody turns around. And it's always that person who had the saddest prepackage.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Well, always. You're rooting for them. It's like, why would you do that to us?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they sounded better and the nerves got the best of them and it just wasn't their best performance.
Know.
It could be a lot of things. You know, maybe the producers thought that they would go through and they didn't.
And Adam Levine, he just punches the button so he can be first. He's aggravating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't
he
even
wants to beat Blake.
He wants to. He's so competitive, like they said.
The climbing the chair thing was a little too over
he's
the top.
He's annoying.
Yeah, he's starting to get a little too.
He's so good on mute.
But there was a contestant last night on The Voice, and I know you were watching, Kelly, and I want to know if you recognize this girl. You may have heard her on this very morning show. Brianna Salas was the lead singer of 3 Days Magic from Rock Camp back in 2012.
I'll be honest, I didn't recognize her.
I didn't watch her perform, but I saw the recap at the end of the show because I came in late because I was watching Gotham. And I saw her, and I said, that girl looks familiar, but I don't
know why.
And now I know why. She's more grown up now, obviously. It's been 3 years almost. But here she is on The Voice last night. She straightened her hair. Without you. Everybody turned around except for Pharrell Williams.
I think Pharrell's just looking for something different.
Yeah. But Gwen turned around. Adam Levine turned around about the same time. Blake Shelton also turned around. She ended up picking Gwen Stefani, which I think is a great choice for her.
It is a good matchup. Mm-hmm. I just, like, now after just watching one night, I haven't watched, I just feel like Pharrell turning around means more.
Really?
It means,
that's
you know, it means
pickier.
More. He's like, I'm not turning around just because everybody else did. Because, like, Gwen Stefani's like, yo, yeah, okay, I'm going to go too.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a feeling
like, she's
start,
having fun with it.
He's going to start turning around for things that are going to shock you. You know, that you'll be like, I wonder what he sees in that.
Yeah, I noticed everybody was saying, yeah, I just hit the button. He was like, no.
No.
Well, yeah, it's like when you're the judge, you want to. It's so much pressure. You're like, okay, do they hear something that I don't hear? You know, when you're like the last person that doesn't turn around.
No, because he knows.
If you're not feeling it, how can you work with him if you don't feel it?
He also knows that he probably is not going to win that one even if he did turn around. Do you know what I mean? A young girl like that is likely going to go with Gwen or Adam.
Right.
Or maybe even Pharrell's got some power, though.
We recognize that.
I would completely go with Pharrell.
Mm-hmm. I would, too.
Mm-hmm. If I could sing to that level.
Yeah, I feel like Adam would give up on me, you know.
I have to go with Blake. I just want to have a beer with him. Just want to have a beer with Blake Shelton. Even last night.
You know what? You're putting so much energy in the universe. That's going to happen for you.
I do. That's my boy.
Well, my M&M energy hasn't worked very well.
You're right.
But the universe likes Big Al better.
Yeah, it does.
and the universe loves Blake Shelton.
How do you know that?
I can just tell.
You just feel it?
Mm.
And then tonight, maybe, hopefully, we don't know for sure because they're not allowed to tell us. another friend of the show, Reagan Beard. She goes by Reagan James now. Kelly found her because we were doing a contest with Scooter Braun to see who could find the next big thing.
Well, Justin Bieber and Carly Rae Jepsen were discovered on YouTube, and so we did a contest amongst ourselves where we kind of scoured for anyone that had, they had to have like under 100,000 YouTube
views. That was tough.
Mm-hmm. Or even less, so it was so difficult, but we got really good candidates, and Kelly.
Kelly found her.
She's now Reagan James, and she won, and went out to L.A. and met with Scooter, and he gave her advice, didn't sign her, but it didn't stop her. And now she went out for the blind auditions for The Voice. And we'll see tonight, maybe, hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully, hopefully.
Do we know what she sings or anything like that?
No clue.
Nope.
She's not allowed to say anything. Because, I mean,
how long ago did she do this? I was wondering, because Adam didn't have a wedding ring on. And then I wasn't sure if it's because they filmed this before he got married.
It has to be over the summer. I mean, I think, I would guess it's been within the past few months.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure she made it through, right?
She's very talented.
She's talented. She's got a cool voice.
Based on some of the stuff that went through last night, if she doesn't go through, this is rigged.
Song choice is a big issue, I think.
I feel so sad for those people and just sitting there singing to the backs of those chairs. I'm like,
somebody turn around, please.
And they don't.
Yeah.
But before we go to break real quick.
What?
Yeah.
It's time for Big Al Mac.
Oh.
Dating tip of the day.
Trying to turn something else around. What else a segue?
This is his specialty?
Yeah.
Well, it's something I'm going to do this week, and it's leading up to a do-over date.
Yeah.
Because we are coming up on the 2-year anniversary of my relationship with my girlfriend.
Wow. 2 years.
Wow. Time flies.
So, you may remember last year when the 1-year anniversary date did not go so well.
Mm-hmm.
Dropped the ball hard.
Yep. So coming up, I'm going to preach to myself and give myself a dating tip and and try to help some other fellas out. Maybe you've had a date that didn't go well and you need a do-over. I'm going to give you some advice. These are dating tips, all right? Not first date necessarily, but if you have a date, I'm just going to give you some tips throughout the week, kind of sprinkle a little love on you and give you some tips for you to use in your date. So coming up, the first Big Al dating tip right here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jeez, Al. Can't wait to hear this. The guys in production said that was bad tease jar action. I thought it was okay.
Okay, all right. I was
rambling.
All right.
I thought I was supposed to tease.
Yeah.
That's Al's.
For later.
Al's teasing his dating.
We're doing it later in the show.
Questionable.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to Tinder Tuesdays.
It's Tinder Tuesdays here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tinderoni.
Yes, we're all about some Tinder up in here.
Yeah, well, Al and I cannot be a part of Tinder. Due to the situation
just made a match.
Cinder love.
I did. I just made a match. I thought I'd Tinder during this break.
That's fine.
Oh, I like this one.
It's good, Elvis.
This is the thing. I was unceremoniously dumped 5 weeks ago in a day, not that I'm keeping track. And so I joined Tinder because all my friends have been on it forever, even my married ones. I'm like,
married friends on Tinder?
Just for the entertainment value. And I was kind of thinking, hey, you know what? I haven't tried this, so I'm going to. And even if it doesn't amount to anything, it could be entertaining.
Right.
Is it a hookup site, or
it's
technically
an app
people,
that
or
is geared at? I mean, yes, it's branded as somewhat of a hookup app. Really, I mean, I don't think that that's what everyone uses it for, but that's the intention.
And here's the thing about the married people that go on Tinder because it's entertaining. You're blocking all the single people.
How are you blocking if you're just swiping left on everybody?
You already got someone.
Like, what's the point of being on there? Because what if people keep swiping you right and then they get their hopes up and you never get them back?
Well, then that means a married person should never go to a bar to have a beer. You know, sometimes you just go to a bar just to look around and have a beer.
A bar is a bar. A Tinder is to hook up.
I worry that my best married friends are just on there till they find something better. You know what I mean?
That's bad.
But anyway, so I've been on Tinder and I haven't really made any matches and I accidentally swiped the wrong way. It's a very simple app. You know, you can set your geography of where you're living, an age range of what you're interested in, and that's really it. And then you just start firing away and it takes data from your Facebook page.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free. So you can just X or heart if you like someone or swipe one direction or another. Now, this is what happened last week. I had a missed Tinder connection, right?
Oh, no.
And
what does that mean?
Well, I swipe the wrong way, and then they just go away
forever.
We were reading about them on the
app. There's got to be a way to get it back.
I know. I'm not sure about that. We do have some other guys in the studio that might be more expert on this. Yeah, they've been using it for a while.
Now, I'm trying to pay attention to your story, Jenna, but I can't see you through the flowers that are blocking your face.
Do you see
You got three lovely arrangements.
So yesterday, I get an email saying, yeah, Jenna, you got three bouquets of flowers back on the desk. And so after we finished filming our TV show, I walk back there, and I've never in my life, maybe I don't date people that give me flowers when I have dated, but I've never in my life experienced this kind of floral delivery. So of course people stand around, and the girls in the office like, you got to read this card, because they're thinking, oh.
Yeah.
It's the ex.
So this isn't like three different dudes.
I thought it was the ex.
This is three flowers from the same guy or three different guys sent a floral arrangement.
So I open the card.
Is it ex-boyfriend?
Thank you for the shout out last week. Made my day. Figure you'd need it most on a Monday. Have a great week. Sajit.
This
dude is really up in the Tinder game, because I'll tell you what. I told
Sajit to come down here.
Bring breakfast.
Cheesy or not, this is ridiculous. I mean, 2 dozen stargazer lilies and more than a dozen roses. I don't even know what all this is.
How dare Sajit send flowers and not bring Kelly breakfast like she asked?
Yeah, Sajit, I gave him the Tinder shout out.
Well done, Sajit. Now come down here and give Kelly breakfast.
Friday.
Still over there.
Chick-fil-A, please.
Well, so thank you, because I think I don't know if he wants to talk to me or not. I think he doesn't or something. But thank you for the flowers.
Yeah. Well, Jenna, yours worked out very well on Tinder, little connection.
I didn't even hook up with anyone.
I know.
I got all these flowers.
Sometimes they don't go well.
Got to do it now.
That's why we're going to welcome Tinder veteran and selfie queen, Elena Davies, to the show.
Good morning, hey. Elena.
Hey.
Now, Elena, she's a listener of the show who befriended Kelly on Twitter, and now she's here. To talk about Tinder.
It's as easy as that.
Elena, nice to me on Twitter, and you can be on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How long have you been using Tinder?
I downloaded it like a year and a half ago, I think. And I'll have my moments where I'm
super
really on my swipe game.
Yeah, swipe happy.
And then I get bored and just watch Netflix nonstop.
Okay.
So, I do have a favorite Tinder story. It actually just happened to me. This weekend, I matched with a guy.
Yay!
Like, yay! Sajit? Someone likes me. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
He gets around.
And he immediately messaged me, I bet you won't send nudes. So I'm thinking, real stand-up guy for sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
oh, man.
But was it Trey?
Get to the point.
Was it our Trey from production?
Trey.
No? Okay, we'll talk to Trey in a minute.
He's not saying no.
I said, well, how much do you want to bet? He said, $10. I said, okay, you've got a deal. So we've exchanged phone numbers.
Yeah.
And I go ahead and I text him. You know, I'm excited about $10. It's a struggle. It's real over here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to make rent.
Your nudes.
So I go ahead and send him a nude of a man that I found on the internet.
Yeah, I have
he
one.
Didn't
I have, that's your exact.
He did
it's
not
good.
Specify.
I have one. I have a stock nude.
So I found something that I thought, you know, he could appreciate this. So I sent it his way, and he laughed, and I said, I can send more, but the price will go up. So I didn't hear back from him, so I messaged him again. I was like, listen, like, what are we going to do about this $10 thing? Like, are you going to mail a check, or I can get my PayPal
credit card number. Yeah, yeah.
And I guess he's a man of his word, because I got my $10 this morning. He texted me at, let's see, what time?
Yes!
6:22 a.m. said done. I made if you can't find love on Tinder, at least make some money. You know?
Dang right.
How about that?
Yeah, boy. Well played, Holmes.
He was like, I respect
that. He's a man
of
his word.
I respect the loophole game. And I was like, yeah. So, $10.
That's a stand-up guy.
Jenna got flowers. You got cash money.
I'm going to Taco Bell with that $10.
Yes,
it'll go far.
Those flowers will be dead. You
My
got
dinner
money.
Was $4 last night.
Right?
It's awesome. Okay, so this is what we need to do, because apparently, like, I've never really overheard guys tendering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe drunk at the bar when they're joking around, but I'm not really privy to the conversation that goes
on.
So I think what we're going to do, since the guys, they are able to swipe girls, we have 2 Tinder freaks up in here, also known as Trey and Greg from back in production, and they Tinder all the time from what we've been told.
Hello.
That's Trey.
Hi, everybody.
And that's Greggles.
Do you guys Tinder together?
We love Tindering together.
In bed.
Tenderly we Tinder together.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's a family show.
Well, before you guys get into your guy Tindering, I want you girls to go through it and show us what girls are like on Tinder.
Because I feel like Tinder, girls, even though this is silly. I should not be on Tinder. I'm too old for
this.
No,
you're
nonsense.
Fine, Kelly.
No, the age goes
infinity, apparently. Because this is what Tinder sends my way.
Kelly, what's the top age that you have selected?
I said Jenna came over
and helped me. 25 to 26 because she likes them young.
Right. I was going to say, seems a little old
young.
Even for you.
That's too young.
That's too young. 25 is the youngest it goes. No, I'm like, that's like Kelly.
Tinder recommended for me because Tinder recommended 35 to 50. So apparently it defaulted to that, Jenna. Because it's on 35 to 50
that's
right
perfect.
Now, within my distance of 20 miles.
Yeah, okay. I made your mileage, you know, the radius larger.
Mileage may vary. So,
open
what
it
do you
up,
got?
You know, because I set
wait,
mine
how do
to
I
like
go
a mile.
Back? Okay,
all right,
there.
So this is Kelly and Elena going through Tinder.
It's Tinder
this man
Tuesday.
Is blurry, and you only see him from his mustache up.
Right.
Well, it's
you gotta
than
swipe
just
left.
From his mustache down.
We gotta
but
swipe
where's the
left.
Rest of your face.
That's creepy, right?
Yeah, that's a left.
So he's I'm scared. Creepy. Which way's left and which way's right? I'm gonna X because I'm scared.
Right.
See, now he looks like a nice man.
To marry?
But I couldn't kiss him.
Oh no! He has sweaty face.
Sweaty face. So we're gonna X him.
Sweaty face.
You know
face?
When someone just looks like they have the meat sweats? Like
yeah.
They smell like they
much,
ate a lot of meat. Yeah.
Too much protein.
And okay, what about this lovely gentleman?
Oh, he's nice. He's a dry cleaning bag in the back seat.
His teeth are okay.
Yeah, he's good teeth.
But can you picture me kissing him?
Mm-mm.
See, I got to X him.
But you notice how girls go through every little aspect of
their face? Oh, he's a businessman.
He's a businessman, you could tell.
When you say kiss.
Like kiss.
I'm kissing.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking about kissing.
Okay.
Which he's, I mean, he's decent.
But he looks like my father.
What
oh,
makes
okay.
a kissable
well,
face, Kelly?
I can't kiss my father.
You're not
on the
marrying
mouth.
Him or kissing
okay.
him. You're going. You're Tindering him.
Is that
okay,
okay
this is,
why would we want a guy that posts a photo
of his three
his
children.
Daughter and mm-hmm. either her kids or his three kids?
Family guy,
letting
that's
you know.
Why.
Yeah, he's letting you know.
That's a good guy right
no.
there.
I don't know what he looks like, X.
You can look at other pictures. Potentially.
He, honestly, he looks like he survived a very horrific car accident.
Kelly's
God bless
is
him.
This is Tinder or faces of meth?
No, he looks
my
like
God.
This... I'm sure he's very lovely. God bless him for surviving.
Exit quickly.
Oh,
he's good. He's good. He's good.
Yeah. Just kidding. Right.
See what happens. Hard him and see what happens.
No.
Hard him, Kelly.
Because he
Hard
looks him. Like he's left his sunglasses on in the suntan bed.
Oh, maybe he's in
okay.
Mexico.
Oh, okay, we've all
his
had a
hair is longer than mine.
All right, you ladies, stop.
I'm on hair longer
I can't.
Than mine, too.
My goodness, right. stop, women.
You go through yours.
Yeah, y'all
stop.
Elena's going to go
okay.
through hers.
All right, we got a Snapchat screenshot from his story that's over 364 seconds long with a topless shirt, and it says bang.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. That's what, at least he's getting to the point. That is what he is interested in.
Well, I am not interested in that.
Okay.
Swipe left.
Oh,
a dude with a half face selfie.
A brother. Look at the big smile on his face.
I do that. I do the half face. I can't. We can't both be taking half face selfies on the couch together.
Well, two half face selfies make a complete person, Elena.
Yeah, that's true.
She has her own reasons.
Now, have you noticed how the girls go through a guy for about a minute? Determining on what they want to do with Tinder.
Yeah.
Let's go to the guys real quick, and let's just find out how guys go through Tinder real quick.
Okay.
Greggles and Trey from production, go ahead. Show us how it's done.
Not enough face in the picture. Sooners fan, no. too
kid.
Many.
There's a girl,
kid.
There's a kid in the picture.
Kid in picture.
These are all no's?
That's really...
This is the same person? You're not marrying this person.
Okay, but you know what the worst is? When it's a group photo?
Group photos?
Every single time it's a group... I am not trying to play Where's Waldo.
Yeah.
You tell me which one you are. I'm not trying to, like, pick
I'll tell you what.
Out.
When it's a group photo, it's never the one you want it to
exactly.
be. I want to match them and write them and be like,
one.
Hey, can I have your
can
friend's
I have
info?
Your friend's number? Exactly. I've done that once. Like, who's your friend in the fourth photo?
Did you meet up?
Nah, he didn't respond. He was offended for some reason.
Trey, why haven't we matched?
Trey's
I
ticket.
I matched you, and you never matched me back. What's that about?
He hasn't come up for me yet.
See, but whenever I swipe you right, shouldn't it pop up on your thing?
Yeah. Well, she swiped you left then.
I don't know how Tinder works.
No,
I don't
it doesn't.
Think it
you
comes
have to,
up
you
immediately.
Have to match.
Well, y'all figure it out while we try
gotcha.
To give away $1,000 right here. It is $1,000 tag team trivia time. I'm going to call out some names.
I'm
going
to walk of shame.
We'll take care of it. You guys keep tendering.
Yeah, y'all keep tendering.
Oh, I am.
All right, if you hear your name, you've got 10 minutes to call us back. First in plays. All right, the number. Now I'm going to give the names first.
Okay.
Rachel Vila, Christy Ann McKinney, Holly Rice, Dwayne Taylor Jr., and Tina Burkham. Tina Burkham, Dwayne Taylor Jr., Holly Rice, Christy Ann McKinney, and Rachel Vila. 800 Kid Live. 800-543-3548 is the number.
Oh, 800-5-GEEK-IT. I'm sorry. I'm just swiping left.
First one in gets $500.
Yep, yep.
Your chance to win up to $1,000 with Kelly, Al, or myself, JC. Mm. Oh, we're the only ones available because Jenna got taken last night.
No, but I'm available in the other sense.
And Tinder, yes.
She's available on Tinder.
Okay, yeah. Just not for the game.
Right.
Who's going to find me on Tinder? All right, we're going to play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia next. Plus, my daughter, Emma Kelly, mortified, devastated when Quintavious was eliminated from America's Got Talent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Russ
Bates! Oh, Jenna just matched up with Russ Bates.
Hold on, X.
Okay. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
She may have been the fifth name called, but she was the first one to call in.
All
Everybody
right.
Say hello to Tina Burkham or Burkham.
Tina.
You tell us, Tina.
I'm nervous.
All right.
Don't be nervous, Tina. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, grandmother of three, and I work in a marketing company.
Ooh, marketing.
Marketing's exciting.
Which supermarket?
No, Al.
No, not a supermarket.
Oh, my bad.
A marketing company.
What kind of campaign? What sexy campaign are you working on right now?
Is it like Mad Men?
Actually, I work for high schools.
Oh, can't be too sexy with that.
How do you market to high schools?
Actually, we get them like their footballs, their t-shirts, and all their promotional items.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I used to have to sell trash cans.
Cool.
I sold trash cans for Skyline.
So sports, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. We like sports. Now, Tina, you automatically win $500 for being the first one to call back. So congratulations on
that.
Yay!
Thanks. You're welcome. Now, you're going to have to pick a partner to play for the rest of the money.
Yeah, Jenna
well,
is off the table.
The kids are telling me to pick JC, but I'm going to go with Kelly.
Oh, the kids love you.
I'll take the kids.
The kids love you, JC.
Tell the kids I say hello. Tina.
Okay. Well, they're listening on their headphones.
All right. Good deal. Good
deal. My daughter's listening, and she's very excited you picked me. She loves this game so much.
What are today's categories?
Today's categories are science.
Oh, good.
Game shows.
Oh.
Yeah. Mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And the third category is, once again, things that keep Shannon
It's never going to get picked. You should just throw it away again.
No, I love it.
Shannon,
no,
it's okay.
It's up to the wheel.
Yeah.
Science was a very weak subject for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I was.
Yeah,
science
is
me too.
Oh, no, Tina.
Tina, don't say
no
that.
No science.
Spin their wheel.
No science.
You know, JC was on his way to be a nurse.
Come on, Shannon.
No science.
Come on, Shannon category.
What is it?
Crap!
Oh, Nurse man. JC,
you better throw me some softballs because you've been having softball questions lately.
You know what? These questions have already been written out,
well,
Kelly.
Tina, no matter what, you've got $500.
That's right. That's all it counts.
All right,
Tina. So you know the deal. You can choose to answer the question, or you can tag Kelly in. Whoever answers the actual question, that's the final answer. If you get it right, you win more money. If you get it wrong, game stops. Here we go. Question number one for $600. Who is the American inventor credited with discovering electricity with a kite and a key?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Who discovered electricity?
Yeah.
With a kite and a key.
You can either choose to
answer. Go ahead.
Benjamin Franklin.
That is correct.
I thought that was it. My grandsons are looking at me like
you're
crazy.
Right, when you get the nerves going, your brain gets jumbled up.
Right.
Kelly answered that question.
It's okay. I picked you because I know you can win.
Tina, you get a Ben Frank out of that.
You get another $100. You now you're up to $600.
Here we go, Tina. Your second question. For $100 more to making it seven is the chemical compound H2O is better known as what?
Oh,
the chemical compound.
Water?
That is correct.
Yoo-hoo!
All right.
$700.
H2O is better.
And don't forget, seven water is available at Spec Spirits and Fun.
Oh, no, you did.
He did not.
Here we go. Question number three in tag team trivia. $800 on the line.
Oh, Kelly's ready.
Tina, how many planets are there currently in our solar system?
Okay, I know that they dropped one, so I'm going to let Kelly answer it because I'm not for sure.
She looks like a deer in headlights.
That's a very wise decision there.
Well, I know they dropped that little one.
That's true. They did drop one.
How do you just drop a planet?
Kelly, you got to answer.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say.
Do you remember the acronym?
Say
no.
Just answer.
Just answer.
I want to say 7. Come but on. I don't know if that's right.
Well, answer.
You have 7. To make a final decision.
7?
I don't know.
I trust you, Kelly. Go ahead.
I don't know. I know there's the Earth.
Okay. I just want to remind you.
Mars and Jupiter and was Pluto dropped?
This is the $800 question.
Uranus. That's well, you're saying 800, but one was dropped.
Yeah.
Kelly, we need an answer. You've got 3 seconds.
Oh, my God.
3.
So I'm going to say 8 because he emphasized 8 trying to help me out, I think.
That is correct.
All right, thank you.
I dodged a bullet.
My grandson's over here going, 8, 8.
Well, you should have answered.
There used to be 9. Then Pluto is not a planet.
Why did Pluto get dumped?
They're saying it's a moon or something, right?
It didn't meet the requirements.
I wasn't sure if they still counted it or not.
Yeah.
Whew. Here we go. You're still playing $1,000 Tag Team Trivia. For $900, question number 4. What is the largest human organ?
I know that one.
The largest human
organ? I know that one.
Do you want to answer, Tina?
Okay, go, Kelly. If you know it, go.
Skin.
That is correct.
Oh.
Yay.
That's kind of a tricky
what?
Question. The skin. Your skin.
I didn't. It's weird that it's considered an organ.
It is?
I didn't know
that. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well done. Person, well done. Black person or white person.
I only knew that because anatomy and physiology.
All right, this is the final question for $1,000. Tina, are you ready?
I'm ready.
The final question.
I'm so nervous. That makes me sick.
Me too.
At what temperature Celsius does water boil?
Ooh.
At what temperature Celsius does water boil?
I should know this. I'm a cook.
You should.
I don't know Celsius.
I don't. I'm not Kelly. Come on. It's all up to you, girl.
I really don't. I honestly have
just
no
just guess a number,
clue.
Kelly.
I don't either.
I'm
going to
guess 16.
16 degrees Celsius.
I don't. 32. I don't know. I know 0 is something.
Freezing.
0 is freezing.
No,
that's 32.
No, 32. Oh, okay.
Yeah, 0 is the same
Celsius
as freezing.
Yeah, okay.
Talk it out, girl.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Are you 100% sure that you don't know?
I'm 100% sure I don't know.
Me too. I'm 100% sure I don't know.
So I'm going to go 100% with
100% sure you don't know.
I am 100% sure. So you know what? Since I'm so unsure, I'm just going to throw 100 out there and hope for the best.
That is actually correct.
Shannon.
I would just give my
I don't know my goodness.
You guys take away the fun of the game when we don't.
And then y'all go gripe at me if I get a question wrong.
I feel you out.
Four of it. Tiger.
You know what? Science is hard.
Congratulations, Tina Burkham. You just won $1,000.
Yay, Tina.
Thanks
so
much.
Oh, my God, you rock, Kelly.
Well,
I had no idea what it was.
We had help.
You can thank Mike and Shannon.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm just happy you got $1,000.
And me too. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you couldn't have. I couldn't have done it without a little help.
The skin answer was pretty good, though.
The skin, I knew.
Yeah.
Skin, I knew. All right.
Hold on the line for us, Tita. Enjoy your thousand.
Okay. And you know, on Thursday, when we play $1,000 Tag Team Trivia, we're also giving away a trip to see Katy Perry on a Southwest Airlines plane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not on the plane, but, you know, a concert where we fly you to the concert on a Southwest Airlines plane.
Exciting.
That's Thursday. That's probably the date that I'll be...
There's a bonus question for whoever gets in that day to play.
Yeah.
If that person gets it wrong, it doesn't cost them any money, but then we're going to give that trip away.
Somebody,
we'll just start taking callers and whoever correct one wins.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah.
Kelly, who is that young man?
Quintavious Johnson.
Shout out.
Who didn't get as far as we had hoped on America's Got Talent, or didn't get as far as Emma Kelly had hoped. I didn't even know Emma Kelly had been watching the show. I don't really watch it religiously, but if it was on.
I watched it every now and then,
But this guy was he's a serious standout, obviously. He's
like 11, 12 years old, little kid with braces and big glasses.
Looking like Urkel, but saying the voice of like a Luther Vandross or something, you know?
To win AGT, it's difficult because you have magicians, you have dance troops, you have.
Right.
You guys that swallow swords. You
gotta be a Vegas act.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. He's not going to be a Vegas act. Not that he's going to go on to have a wonderful career, but all Emma Kelly knew was when Tavius lost.
Oh, right? No.
And she was so excited to see, you know, she thought he was going to win. It was just a foregone conclusion because she wanted it so bad.
I'm relating to him because they're similar age, you know.
Right. So I'm sitting there because she wanted to watch. I let her sit up to watch the finale. Excuse me. And I've got my cell phone out because I'm playing Candy Crush. I'm addicted. I can't help it.
I thought you stopped.
I thought you stopped.
JC, if somebody wants to please help me out, I am stuck.
You need to go rehab.
What level?
I'm going to tell you. It's loading. I've got to wait. 50s. So anyway, I'm playing Candy Crush, and I thought when they announced Quintavious goes home number fifth or sixth runner-up or something, I hear, I'm stuck. Let me see what level it is.
It's 56,
come on, show
isn't
me.
It?
No, it's like way high. It's like 200 and something now.
Oh, what?
273. Help a sister out.
Oh, my God.
I can't get off 273.
So you have a lot going on.
I'm going to tell you the other day, I was so mad. I literally spent about $40 getting off of a level. I couldn't help it. I was at that point, I was so mad that once you buy the extra moves, it costs you like, first they suck you in with 99 cents. And then 99 cents doesn't work. But you only need one more candy, so it's $1.99. Well, then that doesn't work. Then it becomes $5.99. And you're so freaking mad that you've invested that much. Now you can't stop.
Right.
It literally cost me. I can't even look at my statement, my iTunes account statement.
Oh, my goodness.
It makes me so mad.
The dichotomy that is Kelly. She will return something that's $1 to Target and spend all her whole day.
Or, but I've got to get off the stinking level.
On Candy Crush.
Somebody send me some moves.
So okay, you're spending
you're
$40 while playing Candy Crush
and
your daughter's
Candy
crying.
Crush and I hear my daughter crying. So I, being a good radio stage mom, whip out my, I hit the record button.
Good.
Well, that's why you had her.
That's exactly right.
That's
radio fodder.
Right.
And here's Emma Kelly crying when she found out Quintavious was eliminated.
Why are you so upset?
Because I wanted him to win.
Who?
Quintavious.
You don't even know Quintavious.
I don't care.
You don't even know him.
I wanted him to win.
My goodness.
What? Why'd you want
Because
why? You don't even know Quintavious.
I wanted him to win.
He's not very crying. What can I do to make you feel better? What can I do to make you feel better?
She's so tired.
My goodness.
She was so tired. She's rubbing her eyes.
That's cute that she cares that much.
Oh, you think it's cute? Go read the Facebook comments after I posted this little video.
What's wrong with it?
My child never acts that way.
That child needs
her butt whooped.
Oh, really?
Oh, I have three grandchildren and two children, and they have never acted like that in my life.
Well, then your children.
I wouldn't stand for that behavior.
Your child's also not a future star.
Oh, my
God. Child doesn't care about other people the way Emma Kelly does.
Judge pants.
Jeez.
And I'm the worst mother ever, of course, for tolerating and allowing that behavior.
Somebody said you should spank her for that?
Oh, you wouldn't believe the nonsense.
Why would you spank a girl for caring about
anything
another
I post
kid?
On Facebook, if you want hours of entertainment, go read the responses. Anyway, so here's what happened.
Yes.
I'm like, this would be really cool if we could get Quintavious to come in and surprise him. Kelly,
yeah.
Well, he's kind of busy.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to go through the proper channels to go through NBC and maybe get Quintavious to respond. It didn't take all that. We have a listener who heard Emma Kelly. She didn't judge me. She didn't judge my brat like other people were, right?
Right.
These horrible people.
What did she do?
She taught Quintavious's brother. Her name is Katie Schrote.
Okay.
She taught Quintavious's brother, got Quintavious the video of Emma Kelly being so upset.
Yeah.
And guess what Quintavious did?
What?
He sent this video response to my daughter.
I thought you put it on Facebook and told her to spank her.
Emma Kelly, this is Quintavious. It will be all right.
Aww.
Yeah. It will be all right. I'm just telling you that I'm not giving up on my dreams, and you shouldn't either, because it's amazing what you can do if you try to accomplish your goals. I made it to the top 6 of America's Got Talent, so you shouldn't be sad or worried or anything. Plus, I'm getting a golden doodle or a labradoodle. I'm going on The View. I'm going to Orlando. I'm going on a trip to Las Vegas on tour. How amazing is that? So you shouldn't be sad or anything, all right?
My man.
Love you.
I love you.
He did that. I love you.
He personalized, said her name and everything.
And sang to her.
So I got this, you know, in my little Facebook messages. I'll post the video in a little bit. It's on YouTube already. And so I had to, of course, videotape Emma Kelly watching Quintavious, send her the video message.
Okay, so right. Hold on. So this started with Emma Kelly crying.
Right. We didn't know that.
Quintavious watching her cry.
And right. Recording this YouTube message
right.
for her.
And then now okay. She's watching.
And now I'm recording Emma Kelly, watching Quintavious
recording.
Do the recording to her.
Got it.
Yes?
Where'd you get that?
One of our listeners taught his brother. Does that make it better?
A little. She's very excited.
That is awesome.
That scream was awesome.
She was so. That was a happy scream, by the way.
It could go. Yeah, that could go either way. Yeah.
So how dare right. you make your daughter scream like that?
I did. I poked her with a stick until she screamed.
What's wrong with you?
Just the right pitch. So anyway, all is better. She said it made it a little bit better. She still thinks Quintavious should have won, and he was robbed.
Yeah.
He was robbed.
I don't know. The magician was pretty good. Okay.
We get it.
Thank you.
We get it, Emma Kelly.
That's so cool that Quintavious did that.
I know. Wasn't that a nice surprise? We didn't have to
Very
go through.
Nice.
See, our listeners have better connections than we do.
Right?
That's just what it goes to show what listeners can accomplish.
Well, can accomplish it all.
If anybody out there could bring me Carrie Underwood, I would appreciate it.
What are you going to do with her?
Just nothing.
Bring me Blake Shelton because I want to have a beer with
him.
Seriously, have you ever asked our listeners
no.
to help you?
No.
I've never thought to ask. But Katie took it upon herself to make this happen for my daughter.
You think somebody knows Eminem personally?
Why don't
somebody
you put it
does.
Out there?
Okay.
Well, you know what? Next time Blake Shelton is in the area, just bring him on by. You know where I am. McKinney Avenue Tavern.
Out, no more plugging your bar. Random.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
There are certain titles on YouTube that will catch my attention automatically.
Uh-huh.
And I will watch the video.
Boobs?
No. What hooks you?
Well, one of them that hooks me all the time is... failed engagement.
Why?
Because a lot of the times I think those are fake, and I like watching them to pick out where it goes fake. You know, I like being that guy, be like, that's where it goes fake. That's not real. I always go into it thinking that the failed proposals are fake.
Okay.
Because they're usually at a baseball game, and right. you can always tell they're bad acting, and they're horrible. This video was not on a baseball field or at a baseball stadium. They were on a boat. And they were on these weird paddle boats, and they put them together, and it looked like they were just having a nice outing amongst friends. And
who was filming it? A friend?
A friend was filming it.
A
so
couple?
You could tell that they're focusing on a girl, and then all of a sudden, whoever's taping goes off to the shore, and you see three people holding up signs. And you can't really read the signs, but you know that it says, "Will you marry me?"
It's risky to do that. I mean, I haven't seen the video with a ring over water,
yeah.
I would think, especially. Mm-hmm.
There's four signs. And so she looks over at these four people with the sign, and then you go back, and the guy's on his knee holding a ring, proposing to her. And she gets so flustered that she excitedly or weirdly
That was
hits.
A weird reaction. She, like, yeah. flapped it out of his hand.
Like, it was
she,
almost...
She, like, shooed it away.
It was almost like, shut up.
Oh, she did whack
yeah.
it out of his hand into the water.
It was like,
water.
It was like, shut up. You know how girls do that to guys now? Like, shut up,
yeah,
no way.
Yeah.
Hits his hand, ring goes into the water, and the guy's face goes just ghost. He goes pale white, and you could tell that is his life savings going into that water. to where he automatically jumps into this disgusting water trying to search for this ring.
And he's not going to find it.
And he's not going to find
no
it.
Way.
Ring is gone. God.
Now, can this proposal be saved?
Do we know what she said?
Well, I don't know if this is true or not, but there was a rumor out there that says that she ended up saying no after this all went down.
Oh, my God.
And it's probably because he got really, really mad at her, and they got in this huge
right,
argument.
That's
and,
what happened.
And this proposal just went wrong.
And she'd be like, I didn't know. I didn't know. You caught me off guard. You shouldn't have done it in front of all our friends over the water. It's your fault. And then ends up this huge
yeah.
fight.
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't marry you.
Proposing on water is not a good
no.
idea. On a boat, on a paddle boat.
Anything.
Anything near
any,
water.
Yeah, any kind of boat.
On the beach, nothing.
You remember that happened to Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green because he proposed to her in Hawaii and she lost the ring. In the sand, right? Or was it when they were getting married and she ended up having to get another ring?
Something like that, yeah.
Because
yeah.
they lost it on the beach.
We have the video up at KidNation.com. You have to watch it.
Oh.
I mean, it's one of those where I feel my stomach drop for the guy because rings are expensive. Rings are really expensive.
Yeah.
And that dude is now forever going to live with that story of probably his first proposal. Failed. Just like Al. You failed before.
Yeah, ooh. I failed. I went.
How many times?
Well, the
you
most.
You only proposed twice, right?
Aside from my wife, yes. The first one.
No, I thought the wife
so
was
so three
one.
Times overall.
Three well, times one works.
Hey, yeah, the first, the one that I did propose kind of, but it was only just a it was a get me back or take me back. You know, let's
oh,
not
please
break
take
up.
Me back.
Propose.
That, yeah. Will you marry that's, me? That one. That's
no,
a proposal.
No, no. It was like she was breaking up with me, and I was at her house, and I was like, no, let's get married.
Were you crying?
It was a repeater. You remember a girl from Trinidad? So,
oh my gosh.
So, I found that as a proposal. I know people that have, like, girls that's like, I'm done. And the guy's like, okay, well, let's get married.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. The like, last... that's going to fix it. I mean, that's just my well, stupid
self. And then you have the epic bench incident.
Yeah, I mean, that was the most recent and most notable when I was dating honey number two.
That was also kind of to save the relationship, uh-huh. Right?
Well,
she's going to move.
Yeah, it wasn't where we were mad at one another. She was just moving to another city. And so we always used to talk on this little bench. So I went and bought a bench, put it together, took it to a apart, went to pick her up, brought her back to the spot where I had delivered the bench, and someone stole the damn bench.
And that's what she said.
You thought maybe then that could have been a sign.
That was a sign. That was a sign from God right there.
What'd she say when you got down on one knee?
What are you doing? Kind of like to go on the boat. Shut up.
She slapped that bench out of your hand.
Yeah, get out of here.
No way.
Yeah.
So what happens with these rings?
You take them back and get a
refund. Take them back to the store.
How long do you have? I don't know. I've never been proposed to, so I don't know. And I know I've never been in a situation that someone's even...
In any situation where I've had that happen,
yeah,
because I've been multiple, Jenna, 24 hours. I mean, in my case, like the next day or two.
And
it was a place where I knew the dude anyway.
So. Did you ever propose to a girl when you were like in elementary school? I did.
I don't think I did.
I stole my mom's engagement ring.
What?
I was like in fourth grade.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like with a ring pop.
No. I took my mom's like legit ring that she had in her jewelry box.
What?
And I went to, her name was Jessica Benton.
No, sir.
I know, man.
No, sir.
I was a lover as a kid. I was just all about loving.
Wow.
Aww.
Her dad gave the ring back.
Vonda says she got proposed to in the produce aisle of a grocery store. Who does that? And he was mad at me for being disappointed? Really? Isn't that every girl's dream? Not. I didn't expect a music video, but is it too much to ask to just try a little bit? Should have said no, LOL.
Should have said no. That's
so apparently
the thing.
She said
uh-huh.
Yes.
Women are teaching men. I'll say yes anyway, like Diana. My husband and I were in bed. I thought he was starting to break up with me. I was in a solid cry by the time he said, no, I'm not breaking up with you. I want you to be my wife. I was just trying to throw you off so it'd be a surprise.
Oh, I think a lot of guys do that.
It took me about an hour to calm down and realize he'd even proposed. I said yes, of course.
Oh, Kelly.
He had the right intentions.
Yeah, but that's a bachelor style. Like,
you come back and propose another day.
Right.
I'm not letting this be my proposal.
Kelly, you know, and this one that Rachel wrote us about wasn't necessarily spelled,
so right
but
now.
It reminded me of Kelly because I remember her proposal. A lot of girls take issue with just how it's done.
Yeah.
They like that it's done, but they want the timing
come
to be right.
On.
They want to
yes.
look good, and they want, you know, that you want to have makeup on and feel good about yourself. And Rachel,
not be in a sports bra and glasses.
Rachel yeah. says, my sweet husband hid my engagement ring under the mattress in the spare bedroom, and it was almost Christmas time. We were having family over, and I'm crazy neurotic about cleaning, so I asked him to help me flip the mattress while getting the house ready. Uh-oh. Needless to say, he forgot he had hidden it there. I found it, tried to pretend I didn't see it,
so then
he just got down and proposed in the middle of the living room, sweaty and dirty from cleaning all day. I was wearing sweatpants.
Well, don't
see?
Find the ring, then.
Don't find the ring.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IN.
You girls go snooping all the time, and you find things you're not supposed to find.
She wasn't snooping.
Well, she was
flipping a mattress.
Yeah. See, I think it's sweet, even if you were on a treadmill, right? Sweaty and gross.
Yes, I was on a treadmill covered in sweat, my hair pulled back in a headband.
You yelled at him,
in a
right?
sports bra. He brings in the Persian cat that's in quarantine because it's got ringworm.
Or had like
under the guise of the kid,
so
the cat
romantic.
Wants to see me. And I'm covered, and the Persian cat sheds.
Yeah, and sweat.
So now I'm covered in sweat and cat hair. And I knew what was going on at this point. I'm like, oh, I can't believe this is happening.
Oh.
And the ring was on the collar on the cat's neck. And I literally dropped to my knees and started saying, no, no, don't ask me right now. Why are you asking me now? I was so upset. And
was
of
there
course,
a photographer?
Me, idiot. Yes, but why did you ask me like this? And then we went out and got cheese fries. Yum. And we,
after the treadmill, well, I guess if you work,
yeah, are divorced.
See?
What does that go tell you?
Don't ask your girl on the treadmill.
Don't ask on her sports bra on the treadmill.
Now Kelly cries every time she sees treadmills.
That's why I can't work out.
That's why she can't
go. I haven't
go.
Worked out since.
Joe, how'd you mess up your proposal?
Mine was when we were 17 years old. I went put the ring in my way, but I wasn't sure, you know, because we were still 17. We've only been dating about 6 months. And so we were at Tony Roma's eating, and I acted like I was going to propose. Went to get down on my knees. She started crying, saying yes. And then I came out empty-handed. And I was like, I was just playing. I just was messing around, blah, blah, blah.
You faked it.
But now we've been together almost 17 years and married 15 years.
So, oh, you out. Did you did the test to see you, if she would say
you
yes.
You did a double reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I tricked her.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you played a joke.
It was her fail.
He was 17. He was 17. You can't get mad at him for doing it when he's 17.
He needs to be punished.
He was just seeing what she would say, Kelly. You know, you don't want to go in there.
Yeah.
You know I love pranks.
It's called practice.
People. I don't like that.
It was practice. No. He was just making sure she would say yes.
Obviously, it was a soulmate of sorts. Yeah. They're still together.
They're still together. Brad, what happened to you and your proposal?
Hey, good morning. Okay, so middle of November, we're out on a dock on the lake where we'd met, and she's sitting there, she's freezing. Like, she's looking at me, I've got my jacket on, I'm all bundled up, and she's like, you know, kind of giving me, like, sign, like, hey, you know, give me your jacket, and I wouldn't do it. I had the ring in the pocket of this jacket.
Yeah.
Finally, she got mad, she started yelling at me, and I was like, well, fine, the reason I can't give you my jacket is I pull out the ring, and luckily it's still in the box, and I dropped it into the lake, so... It's floating there. I reach over, I grab it, I turn around, I'm like, you know what, moment's over, I'm done. But needless to say, we're married now. I'm still married, so.
that's awesome, man.
How do we survive as men?
That's awesome, dude. That's
y'all
awesome.
Managed to
hey,
screw it up.
At least you had it in the box and the box floated. That could have been worse if it was just loose off in your jacket.
Thanks, Brad.
Oh, God.
Glad it worked out for you, buddy.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious. Heather, how'd your proposal go wrong?
Well, it didn't really go wrong because I said yes. We were in the backyard cooking out on the grill.
Sure.
And he was cooking chicken, and he turned around and said, hey, will you marry me? And I said, well, if you get on one knee and re-ask me, I will. So he had the spatula in one hand and the ring in the other and said, okay, will you marry me? And I said, yes.
You're still together.
Smoke going everywhere. And
oh, man. How was the barbecue?
Didn't burn the chicken either.
Oh, homeboy's multitasking.
Chef. Yeah.
How was the chicken, though? Delicious?
It was very good.
Okay, off the bone.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Heather. That
dude probably thinks, he probably thinks he put some thought into that. Like, you know what? I'm going to go out here. He was probably picking out just the right meat.
Why do you guys get so confident when they're grilling?
It's
the grill. It's like grill master. They think that they can just, like, do it shirtless and show off.
It's like the manliest thing ever. Yeah.
Got his little apron on.
I'm in my element. She's going to just be in love with me forever.
She's going to jump on me.
I cooked a steak perfectly.
JP, tell us about your proposal gone wrong.
So I flew my wife out to Italy as I had been out there, and thought I was going to be super romantic and had planned everything out for the weekend before.
My man.
And we were going to go all over the place in Italy, and I was going to propose to her in different languages. And I found out while we were that day that she got there that it was a national holiday for Italy, like we have Thanksgiving here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was something like that in Italy, and I didn't know anything about it. And all of the places that we were supposed to go were closed. And so we were going to go to the Colosseum, and it was closed.
Yeah.
We were going to go to St. Peter's Cathedral, and it was closed.
Aww.
We were going to go to the ruins, and that's where I was going to propose to her, in the ruins, and I had a blanket, and I had a picnic all laid out, and I had a little boombox that I was going to play our song on, and everything was closed. And we're sitting outside of the ancient city, and she's what, like, I can see it. You know, I can see the city. Why do we need to be in there? And I'm like, You don't understand. We have to be inside the city, not outside. We have to be inside. And she's like, I don't get it. I can see everything right there. I can see all the city. She's like, no, you don't get it. We have to be inside. And she's like, why do we have to be inside? And I'm like, I can't tell you why we have to be inside. We have to be inside.
So what happened?
Women make it hard sometimes. We do.
We walked around the city for like 4 hours, literally just walking around. And I'm pissed off. And she's like, what's wrong? We're in Rome. And why is it a problem? This is an amazing city. And I'm like, you don't understand. We have to be inside the city.
Oh, my God.
Inside. And so finally, I just decided, I was like, forget it. Let's just go to the park because that's not going to be closed. It's a public park. And we put the blanket down, and then it still went okay because, you know, I was crying and he was crying.
We had to be in the city.
Mad. We're in Rome. We didn't know what was going on.
Oh, man.
So I finally asked her, and she said yes. We've been married 19 years, so it's pretty good.
Congratulations, JP.
Did you ever get in 19 years? Have you gotten in the city?
No. Sure haven't. Haven't been back.
Have you been back to an Italian restaurant?
But we got to be inside.
Yeah. We
got to
be inside.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Thanks, JP. That's going to be an inside joke forever.
Just take her to get some pasta and put Gladiator on.
That is great.
I've got to hear this. You see the one I'm looking at, JC? Gina?
Oh, you want Gina?
Jenna. I'm Jenna.
Yeah, no, it's Gina. Gina, how romantic was your future husband?
Well, we've been out dancing and drinking all night at a country bar, and we come back home, and I have to pee, of course, because we've been out drinking all night. So I go to the bathroom. He follows me into the bathroom, drops down on one knee, and proposes to me while I am peeing on the toilet.
No!
Yes.
No!
And I said yes, and we're still together 6 years later.
Did you have a fight or anything?
No.
Well, I was a little intoxicated, so the fight came the next day when I realized how I was proposed to.
He didn't drop it in the pool, did he?
Oh, No.
Okay, good.
Is his name John?
No.
Okay, good.
But didn't
thanks,
you? I'm assuming people hug and kiss after that happens, but if you're like mid-pee, don't you? You can't just stand up with, like, your pants around your ankles.
Let's just imagine.
Oh, no. I made him leave the room so I could finish. And then I hugged him, kissed him.
Oh, yeah, good. Man. You got to wash your hands, too, and everything. You got to wipe and pee.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, man.
All right, let's do one last one here.
Well, we have to be inside.
I don't know if Al's going to approve of this one from Mark. Mark, how did your proposal go wrong?
Let's hear it.
All right, so my sister helped me set up a picture-perfect brunch breakfast. She set out the blankets, set out the food, set out the drinks, set out the roses, everything. Well, my fiance and I were walking up. We saw this homeless man kind of rummaging through all of our stuff, eating our food, drinking our drinks. And then finally, I was yelling at him, dude, you got to stop. Hey, stop. And he would not stop. So I started running toward him. He grabbed a dozen roses, and that made me real nervous because I knew that the ring was at the top. Rose. And I started yelling at him. I started chasing him. Finally, he dropped the roses, shattered the vase, and took off running. Needless to say, I grabbed the ring, I grabbed the roses, I proposed. She said yes.
All right.
We've been married 6 years.
Man, you got to fight with a homeless guy.
But you were her hero.
Right.
My hero.
Man, I could take these calls all day long.
Yeah. They're all going well, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, Al's the only one that's had, like, multiple
no's.
Let's take this one last one from Sean. Sean, what happened?
So my wife was studying in France, and I flew over to meet her. When I got to the train station, she wasn't there, so I locked all my stuff up in a locker but refused to put the ring away. So she finally got there, and I go to pick up my stuff and realize that I have to walk back through a metal detector with this ring in my pocket.
No.
And I set the metal detector off, and the woman's like, take all your stuff out. And so I refuse to take the ring out. So I'm taking everything out, and I keep setting it off. And finally they call the guards over with the automatic weapons. And I'm freaked out at this point. And so finally I take the ring out, and I drop the one knee at that point and propose. And everyone is like, oh, my God. And
perfect.
She said yes, but it was pretty awful.
Oh, we proposed at TSA.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.